Many scientists are worried about global warming, while many motorists are concerned about rising costs for gasoline. Stan Bull is with the National Renewable Energy Laboratory in Colorado. He says the U.S. can battle both problems by improving energy efficiency and further embracing solar, wind, and biomass energy. Bull says even occasionally cloudy states like Wisconsin can make more use of the sun.
Because Germany is, for example, is putting in enormous quantities of solar, and Wisconsin is a lot better than Germany. Now, you may not be as good as the desert southwest, so you pay a little bit of a penalty. But ultimately, I mean, it's still a good place for solar applications.
Bull also says Wisconsin can do more with wind energy, even though plans for the state's largest wind farm near Horicon Marsh remain on hold. And he sees more growth in energy from biomass, which is everything from cardboard to corn stalks. Bull says he envisions biorefineries, not simply ethanol plants.
The ones that are in existence today are based on the corn kernel. But what we're talking about is using the fiber, which is a much greater supply in terms of volume and our ability to actually displace or to provide a transportation fuel as an alternative to petroleum.
Bull says that's the cellulosic fuel President Bush recently promoted. Bull says what the U.S. needs is a steady energy policy over the next decade. Meanwhile, Congress is again considering allowing drilling for oil in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.